The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Aw, yeah. What up, hoes? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28, Hour 2... Those of you seeing this video means you're a Patreon subscriber. Welcome, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. If you're listening to the free audio version on stonerjesus.net or Stitcher or iTunes or canvasradio.com, wherever you're listening, thank you for checking us out. Welcome to Hour 2. If you're listening to Hour 2, you didn't hear Hour 1, go back. It's linked in the description of this. Go to stonerjesus.net. Find Hour 1, Chapter 1, Verse 28. This is the Patron Hour. The video of Hour 2, or the full 2-hour video of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. A lot of stuff happening in this hour. We have 22 weird Valentine's Day gifts. Of course, Valentine's Day is coming up, as you know. So it's very important we do some sort of list involving it to kind of cash in on that. You gotta know. Weird Valentine's Day gifts. Why? I don't know. If you're listening to this now, it's probably too late. You're probably too fucking late. Also coming up, we have celebrity news. Kylie Jenner, Tanya Harding, apparently knocked, they have found a video of Tanya Harding knocking somebody out. I don't know. Justin Trudeau as well, a little controversy he got into, which I guess is really not celebrity news, but I put it in celebrity news. Plus, those of you listening to Second Hour, you get some old bits as well, some classic bits, all of that coming up. Of course, you can find me on various social media networks. That's Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter. We're on Facebook as well. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to find the group for the show. And of course, email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. As well, I described in the first hour what we're going to start doing with the show. I'm going to do 2 hours on Sunday nights. We're going to record the whole thing on video. That's the video you see full 2 hours on Patreon. We streamed the first hour on Twitter and Periscope. I'll stream it tomorrow on Facebook and YouTube as well. And link people, of course, to the audio podcast on stonerjesus.net, Hour 1 and Hour 2. But you got to be a Patreon subscriber if you want the full 2-hour version of the show. Full 2 hours audio only, of course, always be on stonerjesus.net for free, canvasradio.com, all the other platforms that you find us on, you'll be able to find the, I'm going to play a video there. Don't do that. You wouldn't have heard it, but I would have seen it, and it would have annoyed me. And again, as I mentioned the first hour, we're doing a new way of doing this, as I just said, and it's, you know, if something fucks up, well, it's the intern's fault because it left me with too much to do. I gotta direct. I got to do the show. I got to bring up everything. I got 2 computers. I was monitoring the stream for the first hour on Periscope and Twitter. Excuse me. Now I get the Valentine's Day gift. I got other videos to play and a queue up. And it's a lot. It's a lot. I want to sound like I'm whining, but it's a lot. It's a lot for me to handle. So thank you all who are patient and bear with me with what's going on here. Valentine's Day is coming up. 22 Valentine's Day gifts for the weirdo in your life. This is from Huffington Post. It's an interesting title that they went with, but there you go. Let's go through a couple of them here. You'll be able to see it. The picture, if you have the video version of the show up on Patreon, you can see the pictures of these. Again, patreon.com/DarrenJesus. 420. There's the orangutan love doll. If you're just listening to this on audio, we just have to imagine these things in your mind. You have to pony up the $5 a month to get all the chapter and verse videos on Patreon and, you know, be a help. Boozy Bangle. Basically, this is a, it's freezing up. That sucks. It's going to put a crimp in the festivities here. The Boozy Bangle. It's a secret flask. She has a bracelet on, and it's full of alcohol, but she's got a straw sticking out of it. They say, don't worry, no one will think it's strange when you suddenly stick a straw into your bracelet and start drinking. Sort of, you know, the true alcoholic. There's a sexy garden gnome. It's a garden gnome in boxer shorts and a sexy pose. Again, I can't do these justice. You'll have to get the video version of the show on Patreon. Oversized bouquet. There's a really massive bouquet of flowers. Unicorn underwear. That's interesting. This is for a guy, and he can just stick his dick in the unicorn horn, and his balls are the face of the unicorn. And for some reason, they say Candyman. I don't know. I guess that's who makes it. The unicorn underwear. Ta-ta towel, which is a towel that holds your tits. You have ta-tas. Snorlax beanbag. I mean, is this me or these getting less weird as time goes on? 22 Valentine's Day gifts for the weirdo in your life from HuffPost. Rubber chicken. See, I think is where they started to give up. Chocolate that looks like marijuana. That's interesting. You see it there. See what it says. Live in one of the states that hasn't legalized marijuana where you can dream. Or you can tempt your Valentine with their, I guess they misspelled that, chocolates that are shaped like cannabis buds. If they actually try to smoke them, can you video for us? That could be fun. I can just give them weed. Not chocolate. Chocolate looks like weed. Weed, it looks like weed. Or maybe weed looks like chocolate. Or maybe weed, it is chocolate. Weed brownies. There you go. That's your list. It's your whole list. Talking Donald Trump Valentine's Day card. Can't think of romance without thinking of Donald Trump. You open it, you hear the Donald say, we share one heart and one glorious destiny. If you want extra props, include a Stormy Daniels DVD with the card. Marijuana-infused bath salts. TNC-infused bath salts might be the perfect gift for a Valentine who really, really wants to relax. However, think twice if your Valentine just happens to be Jeff Sessions. American Horror Story Rubber Man costume. That's, I don't know. Weird, say the least. Revenge pinata. You put the face of the person who cheated on you right there on the pinata, as you can see. We'll put his lion face here on the heart, and you can just smack it with something. Gift wrapped rat replica. So they open it up, and it looks like there's a rat there. I don't know. Love bug costume. That chick's hot. I guess it wouldn't work as well with someone else wearing it, but she looks pretty fucking good in it. Diamond ring wine glass, which, as you, if you're, like I said, if you're not watching the video, it's a wine glass. It looks like a diamond ring. Pink barbecue set, for those who want to use barbecue with pink things. Steven Universe cheeseburger backpack. I'm running out of fan of Steven Universe. I've seen a few episodes. It's annoying. But I'm not, to be fair, I would wear a cheeseburger backpack. Sushi soap. Happy Apple THC Cider. Now, there we go. I don't know why. I guess I can understand why marijuana made so much of the weirdo in your life holiday or Valentine's Day gifts. You live in a state that's legalized marijuana. You can both imbibe this cider made with THC, the main psychoactive active ingredient in pot. It's sparkling and stony and beats smoking weed out of an apple core. Well, I guess that's true. Mermaid tail blanket. God, have we got to the 22 yet? Seems like an awful lot. Shark-themed bath salts. That's all of them. I don't know. I give that list a D. Wasn't that great. I wasn't impressed with the list. A lot of the weed stuff, that was cool. Definitely check that out. So, there you go. 22 weirdo gifts or whatever the fuck the name of the list was. It's annoying. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28. This is Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. Got a celebrity news coming up. Very important things going on in the world of celebrities that I have to tell you about. Because if I don't tell you about them, then there's only 2.5 million other shows on YouTube and other various podcast networks or standalone podcasts that can tell you all about it. But you don't want to listen to those people. You want to know what I think about it. Because what I think about it is the most important thing to think about it, or something along those lines. We're talking about Kylie Jenner coming up. Also, Tanya Harding and Justin Trudeau. It's all very exciting. It's very exciting shit. Stern G Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28. It's February 11th, 2018. We'll be back. Hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hell yeah. Let's do it, Peter.
Now everybody, can you see? If you want to get high, you need to smoke some weed. Maybe you're in pain, or you need to sleep. Just light some up and make sure you breathe deep.
Hell yeah. Voice is tight, Peter. You're in rare form, son.
Get some weed and break it down. Get in a circle so you can pass it around. Burn a big joint, get everyone baked, or put your fire to your bowl while it says, smoke me, smoke me.
Fill my hole and light me up.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
We're feeling good now.
Smoke me, smoke me. I'm your pipe and I'm lit, so suck on me now.
Hells yeah. Light it up, Peter.
Find the best weed and a good smoke place. Light that fucker up. Take it right to the face. Whether you have cancer or you just need less stress, you know you're ready when your bowl says, smoke me, smoke me.
Go a little bigger, fire up a bong.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Or get yourself a vaporizer.
Smoke me, smoke me. Got a pipe in this lid, so suck on it now. Smoke, 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 smoke.
Fuck yeah, bitch.
Better listen up. I'll explain it one more time. Just get some weed and blaze it up and you'll be fine.
Woo!
Don't take no chances. Get it all in your lungs. It's a fucking plan. Set it on fire and fuck those drugs. Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke, smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke, smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke, smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
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 Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me. Stick it in your mouth and suck on it right now.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28. This is Hour 2. Let's find Hour 1. Go check it out on stonerjesus.net. And of course, you want Hour 2 on video. The only place to get it is by becoming a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. Time now for some celebrity news, because it's very important. Celebrities are very important people, and what they got going on is very important. Now, this next story could either fit in celebrity news or the Antichrist update. Why it could fit in the Antichrist update, if you don't know that, I'm not going to explain it to you. You'll be a listener of the show. Go back and find some Antichrist updates on StarJesus.net and listen to them and school yourself, son, because there's nothing more important than knowing about the Antichrist and what's coming to your grill. It's going to be right in your grill, as the Bible foretold, right in your motherfucking grill. You think the Bible doesn't say that? Go look it up. Defy me. And see what happens. It says right in your fucking grill, right in the Bible. Don't question me. I know what I'm talking about. I'm Stern Jesus, goddammit. So anyway, celebrity news. This is Kylie Jenner, who, by the way, is one of the hotter of the Kardashian slash Jenners. Maybe the hottest, although she's had some work done. If you see the before and after, like in the space of a couple years, she's a bit of a different person. But she's with this guy who I've kind of heard of, but I really, if you played me some of his music, I wouldn't know anything about it. So this could be the Antichrist update, or this could be the celebrity news. But we're doing celebrity news tonight. So here it is, some celebrity news about Kylie Jenner.
A massive congratulations is in order for Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. They had a baby. I've been waiting for this day for months, people. And finally, we have physical confirmation that Kylie Jenner was in fact pregnant and did in fact give birth. Hey, guys.
This woman is excited. Holly Scoop.
Guys, I'm Madison Conklin, and the time has come for us to welcome a new line of Car Jenner blood into the world. Subscribe to our channel now for the latest updates on
the
Kylie Jenner
say?
And baby.
We're Car Jenner? What, fucking Kylie Jenner is hot. If you're not in the video version of the show, you're not seeing this this video. Oh, this is from her Instagram, so I guess you can go follow her on Instagram and see it. She's pretty fucking hot. Car Jenner? Is that what she said? It's not... Car Jenner? Car Jenner. Car Jenner! I get it now.
Heard first got around town about Kylie's pregnancy back in September. TMZ first reported the exciting news nearly 5 months ago. They reported, quote, Kylie began telling her friends earlier this month.
I had no idea. Gotta be honest, I had no idea. TMZ broke the story 5 months ago. It didn't show up on the radar here on Stone on celebrity news. It didn't show up in the Antichrist update either. There's nothing I remember. Or maybe it did and I don't remember it, which is even worse. I missed that. God, I'm slacking on my celebrity news.
At the Day and Night Fest. They also reported that Travis was telling friends the couple was having a baby girl. And right after the reported pregnancy news got out, Kylie immediately slowed down her Instagram game and stopped taking full body pictures and posting salacious pics like she did in the past.
Well, I didn't notice that either. I follow Kylie Jenner. I didn't notice she wasn't doing any of that. Damn, I'm not observant.
Kylie began to tease all of us with different posts of her wearing blue and then wearing pink. And while the gender is not confirmed yet, we do know that it's a party of three for Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner. The Car Jenner clan is just the gift that keeps on giving.
Sounds like she's saying Car Dinner. She's either saying Car Dinner or Car Inner. The second one is funnier, I will admit.
First Kylie, next up is Kim to have a baby girl via surrogate, and then Chloe, who announced her pregnancy via Instagram on December 20th.
Oh, man, they're popping them out. They are popping them out.
Of course, the entire Kardashian-Jenner family is thrilled about the new babies entering their lives, and I, for one, cannot wait to see what the rest of 2018 holds for all of them. How do you guys feel about Kylie finally giving birth? Tell me in the comments section below. And for more entertainment news, click the boxes and subscribe to Holly Scoop.
I'm indifferent. She wants to know how I feel about it. I am indifferent about it, about what's going on. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Not, I'm indifferent. That's a good word for it. That's the best word for it. Indifferent. This next story is from TMZ. Apparently they, the movie about Tonya Harding came out, which is pretty interesting. I want to see that because I remember the Tonya Harding thing and the Nancy Kerrigan thing back in the day, 20 something years ago. And, apparently after that, she became a boxer. And they got TMZ got a video of her knocking somebody the fuck out, and they got this boxer there, this other dude there to like talk about this video of her knocking somebody the fuck out. It's 3.5 minutes. I'm not gonna be able to get through the whole thing because it annoys you after a while. But we'll get it started.
So I want to talk about the fact that there's a movie out called I, Tonya. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Massive movie. It's out in theaters everywhere. It's nominated for 3 Academy Awards. And we've got this video of actual Tonya Harding.
I know some younger people watch this show. If you don't know the story of Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, it was fucking pretty. See, in the 90s, the news cycle was much more stretched. You know, it wasn't like the 24-hour news cycle. There was no internet until like the late 90s to speak of for most people. I didn't get on internet until 96 or 97, I remember it was like AOL version 3.0 or something like that. So in the 90s, the news cycle was elongated, so there was big stories that lasted a while. The Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding thing lasted a long fucking time. A long time. Like, the OJ trial was like the highlight of that era of news stories that just fucking go on and on, and every single day you're in it. Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding, that was some hardcore shit.
Knocking someone the hell out.
It's in the movie, or you got actual
video?
Well,
the movie kind of leads up to it, and we're going to kind of take you to where the movie leaves off in a segment that we're going to call I, Tyrant.
I, Tyrant?
Yeah, you are Tyrant.
I guess this Tyrant dude is a fucking boxer. He is huge. He's a big motherfucker. I would not get in his grill, because he would knock me the fuck out. There's something called the Hollywood Beatdown, I guess, that they do, and Tonya Harding became a boxer and she knocks somebody out.
In the movie, which is great, by the way, I saw it, it starts with Tonya Harding when she's young, and it shows you that she's got natural talent as an athlete. She gets into ice skating pretty young, and she's got this gift for it, right?
Yeah.
But it leaves off at the end of the movie where it gets to know, you know, how she transitions into, like, boxing. Right.
That's a big. So she go from ice skating to swinging leather.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's
takes
right,
kind of through her whole journey. So what we did is, we found.
See, I'll talk shit about him from a safe distance. He can't hear me. He doesn't watch this show. If you do, Tyron, if you're watching the show, this is all good fun. Please don't split my skull in six pieces.
Found real video of Tonya Harding in a professional boxing match.
So you had this video of Tonya Harding. Somebody in the ceiling apparently was filming what happened. So,
2005.
If you've got the video version of the show, check
this
out.
Look at this video, and with all those things that we talked about, tell me if you think she had the real talent to have been a real competitive fighter if she had the right team and the right people around her. So I'm going to show you this video. This is a fight.
All dumb questions this guy's supposed to answer from watching her hit this other broad.
MZ found a video?
This is
I can't believe this.
Is a fight, Tonya Harding versus a woman named Brittany Drake from January 2005. So here's Tonya on the right.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. For those of you watching the video, the one thing you notice, and maybe you can watch the rest of the video and try to gauge it. It's hard to gauge. It's an old video. It's an upper angle. But Tonya Harding looks a lot bigger than this other broad. She's got more muscle. She's wider. Broader shoulders, the whole nine yards. So the fact that she knocked this bitch out isn't all that impressive, because from what I see watching this video, she looks a hell of a lot bigger.
The one in the black tank top.
Yeah, Tonya's the one with the, you know, ponytail right there.
Tonya's the big bitch, and she's beating up the little bitch.
Black tank top.
Okay.
She's wild. All right, she's getting in there.
Well, I think, dang.
She's got a quick right.
Dang.
Quick right.
I mean, this boxer dude doesn't even mention it. It's like she's noticeably bigger than this other woman.
Jab. So that was round one. Tonya won that round. She roughed her up pretty good.
Yeah.
Round two starts. Tonya's on the right. Brittany.
I guess we have a 40-pound weight advantage. It's easier.
Drake is on the left. And here's how round two starts. You ready for this?
She gets knocked the fuck out.
One boom.
Oh, damn.
You can see it from that angle. Fucking Tonya Harding's a monster. It's like she's beat up some little girl.
Hi, Tonya. I mess with you. She
it's
got
over.
A nice pep talk on the stool. The coach got in her face and said, hey, you know what? This fight is too close. I need you to get in here, put the nail in the coffin. If somebody don't like support, you pull the plug.
Yeah, here it is. The first punch to the left, and then comes over with the overhand right. Pop. You know who that reminds me of, by the way?
I know a couple of people that throw overhand right.
Reminds me of you with the overhand right.
Okay, so you get the point. They're enamored with this Tonya Harding video. It's very weird. People act very weird. But they have to. They got this entertainment show. They got to be upbeat. Like, hey, Tyron, check this shit out, man. We got a video. Let's watch it. It's Tonya Harding beating up some little girl. I don't know. This last saying, you probably heard about this. Justin Trudeau got into a bit of trouble. He has since said, when I first saw this video, it seemed like it was a joke. Him correcting this woman when she says mankind. It seemed like a joke. And he's since come out and said that it was a joke. It was a dumb joke that he regrets. But it just... Well, again, you can listen to it, and if you have the video version of the show, you can see.
We have received the Queen's Award in the UK. We have received the... I have a question.
Question.
Yes, we have received many awards.
He's already interrupting her. Like, bitch, don't give me your list of accomplishments.
It's throughout the whole world. However, unfortunately, in Canada, our volunteering as a charitable religious organization is extremely difficult.
Bitch, ask your question. That's what you should have said.
Extremely. That's why, in actuality, we cannot do free volunteering to help our neighbors in need as we truly desire.
And in his defense, she has boring the shit out of me. It's 28 seconds in.
So that's why we came here today to ask you to also look into the policies that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look into
that. We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go, exactly. Yes, thank you.
We can all learn from each other.
Now, see, that at the time, and apparently there's a longer video, maybe he makes reference of this. I've not seen the longer video. I just saw that he had said in an article, or an article was reporting that he said that it was a joke. You can see where it was a joke. She's talking about maternal love. She says mankind. He says, aha, people kind. And everybody gets a good laugh. Some people, you know, obviously, you know, thought he was serious. A lot of people went off on him on Twitter. But as a joke, it's not actually not that bad. It's not that bad of a joke. She's talking about maternal love and everything. She says mankind. She says people kind. I get it. I mean, it's not like he's not George Carlin. He's a prime minister of Canada. But if he was joking, he should get credit for the good joke. He got a lot of shit for the people who thought he was serious and from the people who thought he was serious. So give credit where credit is due. That's a solid, stand-up joke. She said mankind. I said, ha, ha, ha. We said people kind. Zinger. So there you go. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 28. Got another classic bit coming up and more. So don't go nowhere. Hoes. We'll be back. Stoner Jesus Show.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a brand new product from myself and St. Peter.
Yeah.
Brand new DVD Blu-ray set that's going to get you those abs you've always wanted.
That's right, Jesus.
You need to call 1-888-CROSS-ABS.
Yeah.
That's right, 1-888-CROSS-ABS. Who had the best abs in history?
You did.
I did.
That's right.
When I was up on that cross.
Yeah.
I had an 8-pack, son. An 8-pack. You might not think that's possible, but it is.
Pack of 8.
Because I had one up on that cross. I'm going to show you.
Get that shit.
How to get Stoner Jesus's cross abs.
Yeah.
I got St. Peter here with me.
That's right.
Cross.
Right.
Peter is going to nail me to the cross for the purposes of this infomercial, just to show you all what it takes.
That's right.
You gotta dig deep if you want those abs.
Deep.
You want those abs all the bitches will like.
Bitches.
You gotta get
deep.
Stoner Jesus's cross abs. 1-888 cross abs.
Get that shit.
Get that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lay down here.
Yeah, lay down there,
all right,
Jesus.
Peter, you ready?
I'm ready, Jesus.
All right.
Let's go.
Peter's going to nail my hands to this cross, and then we're going to put it upright. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Get nailed to a cross, step one. Set it upright, step two.
There
maybe
you
want to sink in some concrete. Maybe you have some kind of stand. Whatever you need
yeah.
to keep it up.
Up.
if you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about the cross, not your penis, you fucking perverts. You ready, Peter?
I'm ready. I'm ready, right. Jesus.
Just take the nail in there and get it started.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best way
Here we go.
To get the abs that you need.
No!
God!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's so painful.
I don't think it's all the way in, Jesus.
Holy crap. Is it done, Peter? Is it in?
It's not all the way in,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, okay. We'll give it one more whack. I think it'll go all the way through.
Whack it again.
Just go ahead. Just go. Oh!
Yeah. There we go. Well.
God. Oh, my God.
I'm not sure it's all
that hurts so bad.
I'm not sure it's all the way in there, Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of blood.
Oh, holy it is. Holy
shit.
Crap.
Holy shit.
Blood is everywhere.
That is a lot of blood.
Oh, my God.
Give it one more good whack, Peter. Make sure it's...
Okay, here we go, Jesus.
Whew, I'm starting to sweat.
Here we go.
That's the key. You got to feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
You start to feel the sweat.
Yeah.
From the pain.
Here we go.
This motherfucker's not even up yet. I'm already feeling it.
Yeah.
In my abs as they clench.
APEC.
In writhing pain. Give it one more whack, Peter.
Here
go
we go.
Ahead.
Oh, God. There we go.
Fuck. Shit. Fuck. God damn.
I think that did it, Jesus.
Holy shit. Oh, you got to feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Working at my abs.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking 8-pack by...
Pack of 8.
By summer.
Yeah.
By bikini weather.
Yeah.
Do the other...
Bikinis. Here we go. Let's go to the other one.
Do the other hand, Peter. Get the other hand. We got to...
I'm going here.
We got to do this shit right. We're selling a fucking DVD. 1-888 cross abs. Get the DVD. It's...
All right.
It's only $4.20. This is right there, Peter. Go ahead. Just
here we go.
Whack the motherfucker in there.
Here we go.
It's $4.20 plus $29.95 in shipping and handling, although...
Yeah.
Right now, the amount of pain I'm in, I'm thinking I may need to raise that price. Go ahead.
Let's go.
Let's get it started, Peter. Just give it a one good whack. Just fucking just haul off and whack that mother... Oh!
There we go.
Oh, God!
Oh, it's not in.
Son of a bitch.
It's not in, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Not all the way.
Oh, my God. Man. What?
It's not in.
Oh, it's not in.
It's not in all the way.
God, hit it again.
Oh, here we go
hit
again.
Hit it again, man. The fucking cameras are rolling. Come on.
Let's do it.
It's a DVD, Blu-ray.
Feel the pain.
Cross abs. You want great... Fucking abs or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking hit it, man. Come on.
Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Feel the burn.
Bitch.
Feel the burn, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I am pouring sweat now.
Yeah.
I can feel my abs clenching. I can feel the...
Yeah.
Feel the fucking burn. You feel it, man. You no pain, no...
You feel it.
No pain and... What's the rest of that saying? I don't know. I can't...
I'm not sure, Jesus.
Man, that's a lot of blood.
Really
we get something
is.
Like sop it up or something? I don't...
No, I don't know.
I don't know,
really Peter. I don't really have anything around
is
here.
Is it in there? Is it in there?
I think I can do it again, Jesus.
Holy fucking shit. Okay, hit it again, Peter.
Okay, here we
just
go.
Just put some fucking gumption into it, you old bastard. You're not getting the fucking nail all
hey,
over.
Hey, I'm doing as hard as I can.
Go through my hand and the wood.
I know.
We're not even parts where we get the cross upright yet. Come on.
I know.
Just whack it. Go ahead.
I know how to fucking nail somebody to a cross. Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
I think it's in now.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, God.
You sound like me.
God.
You sound like me, Jesus.
Shut up, Peter. Shut up.
Hey, man, calm down.
Oh, the sound of your voice is born like, into my head like a caterpillar with like big teeth and just like chewing into my brain.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a lot of blood.
You're bleeding a lot, Jesus. A lot, a whole lot.
I'm starting to feel lightheaded, man. We can get the fucking cross up here. Come
on. Okay,
come
okay.
Come on,
you
gotta pick it up.
Let me get it up. Here we go.
You gotta pick it
here
up,
we go.
Son.
Come on, I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
It's not that goddamn heavy.
Here we go.
You fucking
I'm just
pick it up and just lean it against the wall or something. Fucking cameras are rolling, man. Come on. Pick it up, you fucking dumb bastard. You dumb
stop
berating
me while I'm trying to.
I can't help you. I'm nailed to a goddamn cross.
I know. I'm not stupid, Jesus. I know you can't help me. Shut the fuck up. I'm
going
to try to do this.
No pain, no acceleration or something, whatever it is, man. I'm feeling the pain. I'm feeling it in my abs. These are going to be kick-ass abs.
These are really fucking heavy.
Son, these are going to be kick-ass fucking abs.
Kick-ass is...
Peter, just lift it up.
It's fucking heavy, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's fucking heavy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
bastard.
My God. I'm...
God damn.
I'm woozy. My hands are so fucking bad. I am woozy. I'm going to need a tetanus shot, I believe. Peter, just
it's
pick the
easy.
Fucking cross at me and come on.
I'm trying, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You have my back.
Peter, just fucking get it done, man. Just.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Eight.
Quit fucking yelling at me. I'm trying to pick this motherfucker up.
Something. Abs.
It's heavy.
Cross abs. Cross abs. You want your cross abs. Call
cross
the
abs.
Number that I said earlier. Just
you
want
eight,
it.
Eight
just.
Cross abs.
Wow, man. This is really... Just pick it up, Peter. God damn.
Oh, my God, Jesus, I'm trying.
So bad. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
So bad.
Holy shit.
It's so bad. Cross abs.
Oh, my God, I can't
Jesus.
Pick it up, Jesus.
Nice abs. Get them.
I can't pick it up, Jesus.
Cut. Just fucking cut. Get these fucking nails up here. I'm losing a lot of blood. I think I'm going to need medical attention.
Okay.
Quit trying to pick up the goddamn cross, you.
Okay, I'm done. God,
you can't do it. You can't do it. Just get the fucking nails out.
Fuck you.
I said cut. Go turn off the goddamn camera,
Peter.
I'm going
to turn it off, goddamn.
You're fucking worthless.
Goddamn.
Oh, man. If I didn't have two big fucking holes in my hand, I would strangle you.
Oh, fuck you.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28. I want to thank everybody for being with us for our return to live streaming. It's very, very big night. Go to stonerjesus.net for all information on the show. Of course, for the full video version of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron. Help us out. Do all the videos for the chapter and verse versions of the show. All the videos. It's 28 now. The full 2-hour video from all the Sunday night shows we're going to be doing from here on out. Hells to the yeah. It's a big night. Join us every Sunday night around 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Twitter and Periscope. Be live up in your shit. Hell yeah. Thanks everybody for listening, checking us out, watching. All that stuff. Go to StonerJesus.net for more information. The new StonerJesus.net, more mobile browser friendly now. Thanks everyone for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.